From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We've got a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants have already abandoned their New Year's resolutions, but they are here to play our nerdy games, and one of them will be our big winner. And our special guest is breakout star Luca Kane from the LGBT movie Saturday Church. And get this, he's only 17 years old, which means the only two people he can be jealous of are Shirley Temple and Wolfgang Mozart. You know what I was doing when I was 17? Pretending to be 21. Our first two contestants waited in line 4 hours to play a game that lasts 4 minutes. Let's meet them. First up, Nina Glickman on buzzer number one. You advise students at an education nonprofit. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Your opponent is Kate Scott on buzzer number two. You're the house manager at a performing arts center. Welcome.
Thanks, great to be here.
Nina and Kate, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to the final round. This is a guessing game called For Your Amusement Park. We'll describe an amusement park or attraction. You tell us if it's real or something we made up. And we're going to alternate back and forth, so no need to ring in. Here we go. Nina, Gatorland, if you survive the screaming gator zipline, you can hand-feed live alligators. Real or fake?
I want that to be real, but I think it's fake.
I'm sorry, that is real. Yeah, that's in Orlando. Yeah, that's exactly.
Of course it is.
And you get, if you survive the zip line, you get to feed the alligators. And if you don't survive, I guess they're
full. That seems like a bad idea.
I guess you also get to feed the alligators.
Exactly.
This is kind of a win-win.
For the gators.
For the gators. Kate, Bonbon Land. At this European theme park, there's a ride called Hundeprutter Rutschebane, which is Danish for dog fart roller coaster. Real or fake?
It has to be fake.
You would think so, but no, it's real. I'll just tell you because you're curious. Why is it called dog fart roller coaster?
Yes.
The amusement park was opened by a candy manufacturer that makes disgusting named candies, and one of them is dog farts.
Ew. Wow. That's gross.
You still don't know why it's called dog fart roller coaster, but...
Nina, City of Children. Kids learn about democracy by electing their own Congress and filling out loan applications. Real or fake?
Fake.
Real! It's in Argentina. Kids scream to go to this amusement park. They are so excited.
The kids love getting loans.
They get them denied all the time.
Yeah, it's
a good lesson.
Yeah. Kids have terrible credit, so none of them get loans. Kate, Diggerland, a place for little kids and heavy machinery to come together. Drive a dump truck or get in a giant bucket and let an excavator spin you around.
If I had kids, I would not take them there, but I think it's real.
It is real, you're correct.
Hey.
Nina, Nightwalk. At a park in Mexico, you can experience what crossing the U.S.-Mexico border is really like as you try to get past attack dogs and border agents.
The thing is, I heard about this on NPR.
Don't go bragging.
So it's real.
It is real.
Yeah,
it is real.
I will say it seems a little unfair for you to use actual knowledge in answering these questions.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Kate, this is for you. The Accusement Park. At this justice system theme park, you'll be falsely accused of a heinous crime and have to defend yourself. Real or fake?
I once went to one of those like Wild West park places. Mm-hmm. So
Westworld?
if only. I think it's real.
I'm sorry, it is fake.
Oh.
Here are your last clues. Nina, Five Banners, a lesser-known knockoff of Six Flags.
Fake?
Yeah, that's fake. That's fake. That's fake. Yeah.
Kate, Paul Bunyan Land, where visitors are greeted by a 26-foot-tall statue of Paul Bunyan with size 80 boots.
Real.
It is real. That's right.
All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie, so we're going to a sudden death tiebreaker. Buzz in the answer, but if you guess incorrectly, your opponent automatically wins. Here we go. SkyMall Land, a theme park featuring past SkyMall products. Kate.
Fake.
You're correct. Well done. Congratulations, Kate. You won that game and are one step closer to the final round.